It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
I completely forgot to turn my headphones down. I'm never going to hear again.
We'll go to another episode. Of animation. Special, very, very special episode. The squad is back. At least the real squad is back.
The real squad.
Myself, Big Rob in the building.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Ice is back up in this thing.
We in this hoe.
No hoe ass.
Bitch ass.
Bitch ass.
Punk ass.
Punk ass.
Fuck ass.
Fuck ass.
Bald ass.
Hoe ass.
Hoe ass.
Bitch ass Brennan in the building. He ain't gonna be here today because, I mean, he's a special guest. He hasn't been on the episode since when? I don't even know.
It's not a very special episode this week. No.
So, yeah, man. So,
I mean, it is a very special episode.
It's very special, but not...
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, this...
He's a bitch. That's all.
That's that bottom line.
Yeah, so squad back. We got Cam over there on the keys, on the ones and twos,
yes,
on the,
sir.
On the boards. He came back in a sense.
Killer season.
You know, we're doing a nice little one-off episode for y'all. I know y'all miss us a lot, man. So, first of all, shout out to all y'all that hung with us. Y'all stayed here. Y'all stayed true. Some of y'all stayed true to the Patreon.
Stay true to Patreon. Give us $5.
Appreciate that. Some of y'all stayed true to the IG chat and everything. Y'all still up in there every single day.
Gang, gang.
Some people re-listen to episodes. People go, I'm still getting new followers from it.
People sitting, hitting up like, hey, man, remember when y'all said this in episode 47? I'm like, bro, no.
we was 200 episodes deep. I do not remember shit from.
I do not remember that.
And y'all got a Discord going now, don't you?
We, for a minute. Yeah, okay. We had it going. And it was just kind of just with the Patreon.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, man, we came back for our one-off episode. Y'all good, man? How y'all been, man?
I mean, good. Just like a lot of things going on, you know. Mm-hmm. Life changes. I'm in the middle of a move, I told you. So it's a lot.
Man.
I got a kid on the way, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
So, you know, a lot of things happening.
You know the section?
Yeah, we're having a boy.
Woo!
Yep.
Oh, snap.
I'll be my very own bad anime father in the very near future.
Are you going to continue the Haruhi tradition?
I don't know. Probably not. Like, I already, like, you know, we talked about it. It's like one of those things, it's like, it's on the table, but it's kind of like, you know, most things, as we all know, trilogies are best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, the fourth one is always a little tough. So,
oh, that's so funny because that'd be a piece of shit. It's like, I shouldn't have named him.
Nah. No, I mean, so we'll probably go with something new, but I don't know. It's on the
table. Oh, you're the third.
I'm the third.
Oh, yep. Okay. You're not junior. Okay.
No, my dad's junior.
So Rob was just like,
thanks y'all for the congrats in the chat.
Do you feel like you're the third Lord of the Rings?
The Return of the King, my friend.
Do you feel like that?
The ending keeps on going.
Does your dad and your grandpa live up to the first two movies?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like every one of them's a hit. You know, but you know.
You're that horse, you know, now they showed a horse of like.
Exactly. I am the head of the horse in the immaculately drawn horse picture. So there you go.
Ice, how you been, bro?
Man, sensational, man. I don't have another kid on the way, thank God.
There you go.
First and foremost, I've been able to go another year without having a kid. I think that's
wild, bro.
Which, you know, if you know me, that's great. Yeah, just been doing, you know, working on being a filmmaker, comedian, got Bonfire Stories with my guy.
Hell yeah.
To the right of me. So, you know, that's been super fun. Just keep building my brand. You see, I got my shirt. Got my logo.
Show the merch.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Got a couple different versions of that we can talk about. But yeah, it's been dope, man. It's been, you know, being a dad. Son getting into high school now, so that's fucking crazy. Being a dad of a arrogant teenage athlete is fucking nuts. So, and you can't blame nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Had one just like you.
Yeah. I feel like you gotta have old film in yourself. Be like, you gotta know how good I was. Well, you're talking way too crazy to me right now, dog.
It's like, so funny because people be saying, like, you know, your dad was him. Like, stop playing with him.
It's like, did you see all that stuff between, like, Keon Anthony and Carmelo?
Yeah, he was like, I cook him.
Yeah, he wasn't even nice until he was 17. I beat him right now.
Bro.
That's why we be doing the 40s because he think he's still faster than me. It's just like, bro, you're not there yet, and I need to show you. He can get me soon, but
I saw Carmelo's son, and I'm just like, bro, He weighed too much. Carmelo Anthony weighed too much at that time for you to even be able to stop
him.
He's
a big dude.
He was always a pretty solid guy, even in high school. So I just don't see that. I don't see that happening yet. But yeah, for me, man, life has been great. Still married, happily.
Still, there you go.
Still married. Good to go.
No children yet either. But you know, that's the goal. You know, coming soon. So
hell yeah.
But besides that, everything's been great though, man. Just, you know, life has been going good. You know, got off tour with Tony and
very nice.
Making some new moves, man. But
Cameron, what do you got going on? What are you doing?
Yeah, Cam.
Talk
about the chilling.
The cam, is it on? Nope.
Oh, I do have a kid now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it so. Yeah, kid now. Okay, next question.
She's 5 months at the end of this month.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
She legit looks like both of y'all for real, though.
I appreciate that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Are you happy about that, too? Just being like, all right, I'm tired of people. Because people be like, oh, looks just so like the mom. It's just like, they do that sometimes because the mother gave birth.
No, actually, she's pissed at me because everybody says that the baby looks like me and not her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, I did all the fucking work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It's only crazy having somebody, like a human, talk to you that looks like you is nuts. Like, my son looked like me, and it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So when she gets older and y'all kids too, and they be talking to you, and whether they look like you or look like your spouse, your partner, it's fucking mind blowing. Cause it's just like, how is me talking to me right now? Yeah. How is my partner talking to me right
now?
That's
wild. Especially
when
they start talking like you too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the cadence or tendencies.
Oh, yeah, mannerisms. Yeah.
And they start talking to your mom. It's like, you sound just like your fucking father. Just get out my face. Yeah. You're just like, whoa.
Damn.
Sheesh. All right, man. So we are going to get to why we are here. That's right. Adult Swim kind of, you know, hit us up and they talked about some things. And they got a new anime coming up called Ninja Kamui. That's right. Kamui. And they hit us up. It was like, hey, could you guys review the first episode? We give you guys a
Let's not breeze over that. That's a big deal.
That's a big, and we've been
for three kids who grew up watching Adult Swim and Toonami.
That's pretty cool.
For them to reach out to us and Keenan and be like, "Hey, we want y'all to do this for this anime."
Yeah,
that's fucking huge. I think that's a big deal.
And I was you're right. I was kind of like just saying it, but it's just like that is pretty big. And it's like the show has been. I mean, hasn't been on for like almost a year, like you said.
For a little bit.
So it's like, it's dope to be like, nah, we still see what y'all were doing. We still love it. Y'all clearly are still getting something going. So it's like, they reached out to us and we shout out to them. And it's dope to be able to watch this, the first two episodes of this show. And it's not out yet. The first two episodes, I mean, the first episode will drop February 10th on Adult Swim.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. And then after that, I think that they're saying the English dub and the sub will be both on Adult Swim Toonami.
Okay, cool.
But I think on Max,
the next day.
So after it drops on February 10th, February 11th, you should be able to watch the episode on Max if you don't have Adult Swim. That's going to be super, super dope. We want to get into these actual, factual, actuals.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who doing them?
I am.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah man.
Here we go.
So, I don't know if you guys know, this was first announced in 2022, actually, in May in 2022, and Adult Swim was very excited about it, and, they announced it with the director, Sung-Hoo Park. You guys know who he is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that name before.
Yeah.
Director from Jujutsu Kaisen, Got a High School.
Rob's favorite anime.
My favorite. Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, Got a High School, because he did some, I think, the fight choreography and stuff like that. They threw hands in there. We respect
my issue with the show was not the action.
The last two episodes.
Exactly. Yeah, really.
The action was not the problem with that show.
Yeah. So he actually directed the first season of Jujutsu Kaisen and did a lot of the
And he did the movie, right?
Yeah, he did the movie, Zero. Too. Yeah. He did Zero. So, that was nominated for, that was actually one anime of the year, and he was nominated for Director of the Year. Oh, wow. He didn't win it, but he was nominated, which is, still super dope.
Honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, for the Crunchyroll, fifth annual Crunchyroll Awards. And, so now this is being done through his production, E&H Productions and Solar Entertainment. Those are the two. So y'all know a little bit about Solar. I'll get into that first then. They're doing the Lord of the Rings animation.
War of the Rohirrim. Is that out yet?
I don't know if it's out yet. I think it wasn't out yet still. Oh, it was nice. Still just showing.
I was looking forward to that. Yeah, 2024 film that's coming out. So it's not out yet. I'm looking forward to that.
So they're producing that and they're doing the Rick and Morty anime.
Oh, that's dope.
So they're doing an actual anime version of Rick and Morty. Is going to be, I'm sure, that show's already kind of crazy in itself.
Is it Lord of the Rings when they're doing a story about somebody named like the Hammer?
Hammerhands. Like I was just looking at that. They got the dude, Brian Cox, who was the dad on Succession, is going to do the voice, the English voice of Hammerhands. So that's great casting.
Do you know that lore
A little bit. I remember reading about it when we did that like anime news on it, and essentially that guy had got the nickname Hammer Hands because on the battlefield his whole thing is that he would kill people with his bare hands.
Oh shit!
So that was his whole.
That's
deal.
A dope boxing name, Hammer Hands.
Yeah.
Hammer
Hands. Yep. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be, I think, go pretty crazy.
All right. So E&H Productions, pretty new, and they're trying to do a lot of original anime. So they're trying to do stuff from original anime because Ninja Kamui is an original anime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're trying to do video game engines and like virtual reality and shooter video games and stuff like that.
Wow. It's Kamui.
Kamui?
Yeah.
Kamui.
Yeah. Okay. You sound like Banjo and Kazooie. That's why I keep thinking that's what you
say. I'm going to say it with a West Coast accent. Ninja Kamui. I know I ain't going to be, you know, I'm going to mess up these names and I'm going to go through in a second.
Just
so.
In case y'all forgot, be ready for that.
You know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If y'all get me, you didn't say the name right. I, you know what? See me in the streets then.
Over my name?
If you that serious about it, you don't get it right.
You gonna fight over
like, I say it like a West Coast cat, so this is
you just fight Kamui.
So also too, there's going to actually be a video game adaptation of this show later on this year.
They're going all in on this.
Yeah, so they're going all in on this. So this is gonna be super, super dope. They also let me see. Do you know who did the art style?
No, who was it?
So, there it goes. Takashi Okazaki is the artist. Do you know what he's done?
Laid on me.
From the character design and stuff
what
like that.
What do you got?
Afro Samurai.
Okay, I can see it. I see the similarity in the style.
Yeah,
Afro
Samurai. That makes sense.
So, he does some stuff on there. I mean, he did the character design for there. So, like, the character designs I think on here were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is an original anime. Can you guys name any other original animes from off the top of your head at all? In general. Any original anime that wasn't a manga first?
I don't know a whole lot of them.
We talked a little bit earlier.
We did.
Cyberpunk?
Technically, because it was a video game first, but like, yeah. We talked about anything else?
But just nothing prior to it. Was My Neighbor Totoro the one?
I know I don't know if you're watching that, but Code Geass.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was
the original.
I always hear stuff about Lelouch a lot.
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop.
Original. That's right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah,
Samurai Champloo.
Yep. Both of those then.
Kill a Kill.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a couple, because I always wonder, they're talking about like, you know, and we can probably get more into it later, but or we can talk about it now for just a quick second. Do you think this being an original anime that it just can kind of put itself possibly in the rankings of those right there?
Yeah,
I think absolutely. I mean, based on what we've seen, for sure, it could be a fun, like, you know, single season or like couple season run, and like getting that conversation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it can, but even the ones that you name, I feel like are tiers amongst those.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because even if you don't like Cowboy Bebop or Samurai Champloo, those are considered in high regard to a lot of people.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Like the soundtrack of both of those are top tier, if not the best, in all of anime.
Yeah.
And we talked about Samurai Champloo. If you cut it down, it would have been a dope ass anime.
Yeah. I mean, I love Bebop, and we talked a lot about Champloo, and I agree, it would have probably benefited from having a shorter run.
I saw a clip of that last fight when they was at the lake with the sunflower guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is fucking dope, and I got mad because I'm like, bro, this show could have been dope because they had dope fight scenes. There was no issue with most of the swordplay fights. One of the fights that Mugen had pissed me off, but overall, like, it could have been a dope anime.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So I mean, other people think it was. So we're also in the minority of that. We got to remember that too.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So there's not a lot of information about this out yet. So I was trying to look for like, you know, English voice actors, because when we watched the trailer, it was an English voice trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked online, it was just like, English actors haven't been announced yet. I'm just like, shit, all right.
They just grab people from around the office. Yeah. Get on the mic.
I mean, it sounded legit, but they do. They did have some of the Japanese voice actors. And Kenjiro, I'm probably saying this wrong, Kenjiro Sudo, who plays the main character.
Okay.
Joe. Guess what his voice acting was? You heard him before. He was in Chainsaw Man.
As who?
He played the guy that trained Chainsaw Man. Who's the other girl's name again?
Oh, yeah, the Devil Girl.
Yeah, the Devil Girl.
I don't remember the
one that trained him.
Yeah. Dude, with the cut on his eye.
Yeah. So he's the main character's voice.
Dude who's always like smoking and drinking. I did like him a lot. He was one of the big reasons that show turned around for me.
Yeah, he was dope as hell.
He was great.
He was super dope. So at Sushi. I'm saying this wrong.
Calling that man Sushi, that's crazy.
At Sushi. But it is, Sushi's in the name. So I apologize. I'm butchering this.
Crazy.
At Sushi Uno, or Ono, he played in a voiceover in Vinland Saga.
Really?
Dorfin? Yeah, he plays a black detective in the show.
Okay, who is he on Vinland Saga?
Thors?
Floki.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, big strong voice.
Big strong voice.
And I'm going to mess this name up, but people are going to kill me for this because he's a dope ass character. I think it's Yuichi Nakamura. You heard the name before, I'm sure. You know who it is. But yeah, I got to look at it for it, man. Come on, what are you doing? but he voices Zai in this show.
Okay. I think he got name checked in the episode, but I don't know that we've seen him yet.
Yeah. I don't think we've seen him yet either, but voice for Gojo.
Wow.
No, okay. Dope.
So it's always dope to see when I see voiceover actors, how they'll take a, you know, Gojo is the motherfucker in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's funny how they be like, on this show, we don't know who he is yet, technically, but it's like they kind of might take a back seat here, and then somebody else gets the main character role, and it's how they can swap, even though they're dogs in the voiceover world.
Does Gojo talk a lot, now that I think about it?
He talks enough. Yeah.
When he's on screen, I mean... We didn't talk about season two much. He wasn't in a lot of season two.
Yeah, he was.
They wrapped him. I don't know if we want to.
We won't spoil it for anybody, but he's not in a lot of that season.
So that's pretty much some of the actuals for Ninja Kamui.
You know, that might have been your best one yet.
I mean, I appreciate it. It was also hard to find out a whole bunch of stuff about it because they're probably going to release stuff going forward when the show actually comes out. Because the show dropped, like I said, February 10th. February 10th, when the first episode drops, y'all, on Adult Swim through Toonami. And then Toonami will play the English and dub version. And then the next day, February 11th, should be on Max. So make sure y'all go watch that.
And depending on when it's dropped, by the time you hear it,
It'll probably be out.
Yep. So, yeah, man. So yeah, what we got coming up next? I know. Or do you want me to get into kind of what it's about, the show?
We can get into what it's about. Maybe give our spoiler free thoughts up front so we can, you know, some people don't like the spoilers. I know you do, Keenan. But you know, we'll give people a chance to we'll give our thoughts just like without spoiling any stories if people want to check that out, and then we'll kind of get into what happens in the episodes so people can check back in after they watch it, or you know, or if you like that spoiler life like Keenan does, you can just ride it out with us.
Why are you putting this on a
cuz you are
That's your shit.
You are openly a spoiler fan. So you said it's on the record. You can check the tape.
Give it to me.
I mean, this is a quick but brief thing that it's about the series. This is Higan, I mean, they call him Logan, I think, in the thing, right?
Well, it's his name is Joe Logan, but then Logan. It's an alias. It's not
Joe Logan.
Joe Logan. But Joe Logan.
Joe
Hogan.
Brother. I'm going to get you back, brother.
Oh, what are you thinking? What did Booker T say? We coming for you.
I want the gold, sucker. Joe Logan, we coming for you, nigga.
So, pretty much the show, I mean, just a quick, not even really synopsis, just like a quick one-liner. It says, a former ninja who was hiding in a rural America and his family after escaping the ninja clan. So that's pretty much what it's going to be about. But man, this is a good-ass freaking revenge story. And you guys watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Like I said, spoiler-free, maybe some little stuff here and there. But how did you guys feel about the first two episodes, Rob?
I thought they were cool. I mean, I'm intrigued. I think the action is... very good. I mean, especially considering who we had coming in here to direct it, the stuff that he'd done before it. I mean, I think he's kept up his pedigree of just like making fun, well animated, well choreographed fight scenes with just like some really cool fun kills. And I think they're starting to give you like little bits of world building. If I could say one note about it, I wish they gave us a little bit more of an explanation of like some of what these powers and abilities are, but that being said, what I have seen, I'm like, all right, that's interesting. It's like a little bit of a new twist on some things that I feel like we've seen before. So it's a fun show, and for that reason, I like these first two episodes.
How you feel, Ice?
I think we're going into a space where I don't want to sound like fucking like a Joe Budden and hip hop and shit like that, but like I feel like we're getting into a space where it's, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but like microwavable anime,
sure,
where it's just like no big overarching plot. The plot is very simple, but we spending our time on the action and the characters.
Yeah.
I think Demon Slayer is a really good example of that. Mm-hmm. stuff like even like something like A God of High School. I think Attack on Titan is probably one of the last animes that we'll see that has like a very deep, complex, rooted story and then crazy characters and all of that development. I think those days might be over. As far as highly commercial, successful animes, I think that might be Attack on Titan might be the one, might be the last one. Jujutsu Kaisen is kind of back and forth. I think the curses and explaining that is kind of deep rooted, but the plot within itself is pretty, you know,
pretty basic.
So I mean, if you say, I won't argue with you if you say Jujutsu Kaisen is complex, but I won't argue with you if you say it's like, you know, basic too. So I say, I have to say, I think Ninja Kamui is following that. We're giving you a very entry level, easy to, you know, revenge plot, and then expanding on the fight scenes and the characters. Yeah. So I think that is, you know, that's where anime is heading. I think with anime blowing up, I do feel like that's a smart move. And if somebody want to go, you know, a little deep and get into the Evangelions and Attack on Titans, they can. But all in all, I think it was cool. I think I don't think it's going to be super complex. I think that where you know what you're here for. It's like a John Wick in a sense of like, you're here to see action. You're here to see heads cut off. You're here to see dope ass fight scenes, and that's what we're going to give you.
Yeah, they call that easy TV. You know, you can throw that on.
I mean, for me, I feel like you said, they're following, to me, a winning formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the three dogs right now is pretty much, or the two dogs anyway, Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
When
people
were saying those are going to be the new
My
goats.
Hero, too.
My Hero as well. My Hero's been getting after it. Yeah. And I think, I'm with you. It's just like, you gave us the revenge. I said the same thing. I was like, this is John Wick with ninjas. And I was just like, all right, you know me. I saw the action in the trailer. I was like, I'm in. Yeah. And I watched the first episode. I said, I ain't pulling away from this shit now.
Right.
I'm definitely in now.
You got me.
You got me, baby. Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah.
And I feel like you said, they got after it. I'm all for a revenge story. It's also the first two episodes that we got a chance to review. I'm not. I don't want the world building to start yet. Mm. Like, they gave us enough for me to be intrigued. So now it's like, I'm looking like, all right, where's this technology coming from? Why exactly did this stuff happen to him?
Mm-hmm.
And why exactly him? Is he supposed to be the top dog and whatever the case may be?
Which he showed.
Yeah, and you see why he's a dog in this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, but we're going to see more and more and more. And I do think, like you say, the plot's probably not going to be super crazy, but it's going to be, for me, I feel like it'll be good enough for me to be like, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is good. You gave me enough to be like, to want to watch probably a season two and beyond if you're going from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was all in. This is some of the best action I've seen in the first two episodes I've ever seen in anime. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I think John Wick's a really great comparison. You know, it's something that it's like, especially considering all those other shows you mentioned that are kind of like big dogs right now, they're like shonen stuff. You know, you're talking about like young kids kind of like coming into a world and like getting better and better and better. Like, you're meeting this guy already at the top of his game.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's had a few years off, but like he gets back into rhythm very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He is who he is. It's not like, this guy's not out here crying. Like, you know? And he has plenty of reason to.
Yeah.
But no, this guy is a fighter. He misses no steps. Mm-hmm. And so it gives you a little bit of a different spin on some other shows that are a bit more popular these days.
Mm-hmm. After seeing these first two episodes, like, how do you feel about the potential of it so far? Do you see any potential of this show being, all right, I think there's potential for it to be, not necessarily, maybe not a top dog, but like, all right, if they give it a few more seasons, it can probably compete with some things.
Yeah, for sure. I can see this, like, watching this show, I'm like, if I were, like, in high school and I caught this show on Adult Swim, I could absolutely see this being like, oh, this is the show I watch. And, like, I'm going to go get, like, the T-shirt at Hot Topic or whatever. Like, I can absolutely see kids getting into this.
Yeah.
And or even, you know, adults, for sure, because the action, again, is there. So I can absolutely see this being like a fan favorite. Maybe somebody's just like, hey, this is my show. This is one, like, if you haven't seen something, if you're looking for a next show and you haven't heard of it, check this out.
Yeah.
If you're just looking for something even in between, like, some of these bigger shows, and we'll see where it goes. But I think there's absolutely the potential there to have like just a fun, action driven anime revenge story.
Yeah. Nice. I think this show can be, you know, depending on how good the supporting cast is and depending on how good the villains are, I feel like this has a potential to be like a Hunter x Hunter level type of show, or a Berserk type of show, where it's like, or Tokyo Ghoul, like something of that. Like, all right, you're not in the biggest of dogs, but like Hunter x Hunter is like right there.
Yeah.
And if somebody has it in their top five, nobody's going to, you know, and the level of influence is just, I think, is one of those, like, I feel like, it's like a Lou Williams in a sense. Like, this is the sixth man of the year, anytime his name, or even better, I think I go like a Ginobili. Like, this show is a Ginobili where it's like, it can, you, if it got rings, it's not Tim Duncan, it's not Tony, but it's, you know, or you know, or anybody like that, but it's right there and it's in the mix. And it's like, it's one of the, if it is amongst the big dogs, you wouldn't be surprised.
Sure.
Yeah. I definitely see some potential, a lot of potential in it. I think it's, did you got, I forgot, what was the anime? It was another ninja anime, Hell's Paradise.
And
I feel like when I was watching Hell's Paradise, to me, I mean, I'm still, that world's kind of crazy, but I was all in more on this than Hell's Paradise.
Oh, okay, wow.
Quickly, because, and we
I haven't seen it, but it's been recommended.
I'll finish it. It's good.
Yeah, and it's pretty good, but it's like this, like I said, this literally, like my brain was like exploding kind of watching this, like just like off the fight scenes. And the choreography wasn't just like, you know how sometimes in some anime they just throw people together like this, like real fast. It's like, they're fighting fast. Yes. Dragon Ball Z does it a lot.
Yes.
And it's just like, I know why Ice always loves Naruto. He's just like, the fight choreography is this and this and that. You'd be like, all right, shut the fuck up. But we get what he's saying. They're showing them actually throw the hands.
In
this show, they're showing people throw hands, dodge stuff, catch knives, catch knives with their teeth, throw stuff at people, stab people in the neck and face. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was like, I was watching this kind of getting an action orgasm.
You got an AO?
Oh, yeah. AO. I was like, But yeah, I for the potential of the show, I feel like this is going to be something that I'm going to want to watch, because it's like I said, for me personally, you know how I am.
Yeah.
Action is really big to me. So this is way up my anime.
Stick it up your anime. I think it's one of them that, like, you pull up on somebody and be like, dog.
Yeah.
Did you, you ain't seen, oh, come on, dog. All episodes, right? Yeah. Go watch it now. Like, one of them that you like, and then you just sitting there when they come back. What I tell you? Yeah. I told you.
I feel like Brennan will have that response, how he responds to fight scenes a lot. I feel like when Brennan sees a good fight scene, he goes, yo! And he's all, he'd be all
What'd
in.
He do?
Yo! So a few other things before we get into, you know, Rob's recap. Do you think this can have some type of hype like Jujutsu Kaisen? Because, I mean, Jujutsu, I didn't know much about it.
It
snuck up on people for sure. Yeah. Especially season one. And he did season one.
Yeah.
So I know he's probably looking at it like, I'm going to try to make this as good as, and this is my stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make this as good as season one or something that I worked on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it just depends on, I really believe it depends on the palette of these new anime fans. I think sound like a gatekeeper or anything, but I feel like we're bought into it because we know, and blood and stuff isn't new to us, you know, but I think this new fan base might be like, whoa, cutting heads and stuff like that, because even dope scenes like Tanjiro cutting off, you know, the spider guy's head, or spider, or any demon getting their head cut off, it's not much blood involved with that.
It also happens like once per season because it's the end
of the
fight. This happened like multiple times.
So I think it has the potential. It just depends on this new generation of anime fans' palette. If they are able to take the blood and they are like from a vein of John Wick, because John Wick doesn't pull any punches from a gore standpoint. I think if they can handle that and they get used to it without really being desensitized, but just enjoying it and taking it for like this, and anime isn't always like this, I think it can explode to a level of jujitsu.
Rob.
I don't know that it, for me personally, I don't know that it would, only because of just the style of the show. For me personally, like, we haven't talked much about this. I know I've talked a little bit about it with Brennan, but like Jujutsu Kaisen, especially with this last season, has like seriously rose in my personal rankings. Like to the point where, and this will maybe be my hot take of the episode, it supplanted Demon Slayer for me.
Ooh, like, I think after two seasons?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because like there's shit that happened in that second season that I'm like, I was feeling like torn up about characters in a way that honestly Demon Slayer didn't really even make me feel all the way till the end.
You didn't feel like that about Rengoku?
No. No, man. Because again, the stuff
Rengoku
that
hurt, man.
I knew that dude for 90 minutes.
What he did in 90 minutes.
I mean, he's a cool character. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's stuff that happens in that movie, and I enjoy that movie. It's I enjoy that storyline, and like the Infinity Train arc. I'm confusing
Infinity
some of the names.
Infinity Castle and Mugen Train.
Mugen Train was great. Mm-hmm. It's just like Man, I can't get. I know we're not here to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen, and I don't think Cameron's seen it, so I don't want to spoil anything. Yeah. But like, there's some shit that happens in that second season. I'm like, I don't know that I will get there because, like you said, Ice, I don't think this particular show is that deep, or at least it hasn't shown me that it's going to get that deep.
Yeah.
Whereas there's just like character shit and character work in Jujutsu Kaisen that I think is a little bit more intricate, and they took a little bit more care with the characters themselves, whereas like when there are deaths, you feel them. And they pull no punches.
They drop bodies this season.
They absolutely did. And on this show, at least so far, I have, like, you know, lives are expendable. They're not really spending a lot of time getting you invested in too many of these characters.
Yeah.
When the things happen that happen in the show, it's like, yeah, well, that was gonna happen because of the premise of the show.
Right.
Yeah. So, so far, at least, I'm not seeing the same sort of like hurt that Jujutsu Kaisen season two put me through.
I do feel like, and maybe this is more of a business aspect, and we can go into it a little bit deeper, but, I do feel like this show had, I'll talk about it a little bit later after we go into recap, but I do feel like this show had a formula to be fast to, from a business perspective.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'll go a little bit more into it after a little bit later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I feel like we're two episodes in. I can't say how I felt. I'm trying to go back to my feeling of Demon Slayer first two episodes. I'm trying to go back to my feelings of Jujutsu Kaisen first two episodes. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I knew this was going to come. You know, from both of those particular shows, and being like, who I'm gonna fall in love with, and be like, no, they're dead. Not in the first two episodes, anyways.
Rengoku hurt, man. I know y'all said somebody said it hurt. Spec says overhyped. Rengoku hurt.
It hurt a little bit, but I'm with Rob. Just like, damn, man. If you would have gave me him all first season too,
in the moment, it didn't
and then the movie, I would have been like, fuck.
Yeah. I think that what hurt me about it is their the three guys, you know, Inosuke, Zenitsu, and Tanjiro.
Their love for him.
Love for him in that short period of time, and going through all what they've been through, and for Rengoku to be one of the only Hashiras that was like, I fuck with y'all. Yeah. I fuck with Nezuko too. Yeah. I got y'all back. Like, this was the only person that was kind of not riding for them, but you know, and his energy around it. And for him to start the game, like we always been saying, start the game on the hardest difficulty. Like, that's crazy.
He did start on the hardest difficulty. Yes. Hey, man, at the end of the day, there's a lot more room in Demon Slayer for you to get heartbroken.
Oh, man.
It's coming.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, it's a good
show.
It's
coming.
Damn.
So, but I do think, you know, the potential could possibly be there. We're two episodes in. It's hard for me to fully say. I do want to see who they're going to start to introduce next. Right now, like you said, there's nobody to love yet besides maybe the main character. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's going to go that quickly. So it's like, you know, I'm not in love with the detectives yet. And there's some other people that we're kind of seeing, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess last question in this particular sense, and we can ask those other questions later on. And this is the most action-packed first episodes of animes that you've seen, the first two episodes. For me, it is. Like, I don't think I've seen this much action in the first two shows besides, I mean, Demon Slayer had, Demon Slayer wasn't nowhere near it.
Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Nah. Not even Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't think I've seen a show that got after it immediately like this. Samurai Champloo kind of. The first episode, at least.
A little bit. Yeah, they did a little bit of that. Like, I know I'm biased, but like Brotherhood started out with these fighting this ice alchemist, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah, yeah. They got
but like
it.
Then they get into the story and do a lot of world building, like we were kind of talking about, and that slows it down a bit. But
yeah,
they definitely didn't keep the same pace the way this show did, because this is all gas no brakes.
Attack on Titan. Came out
that pilot is wild.
Yeah, it did come out pretty quickly. So yeah, I feel like this is up there, and I with y'all, if it continues this fast, I'll be like you say, it needs to slow down at some point. Mm-hmm. At some point, or at least you give us, I feel like that's what they did. I feel like they gave us the first two episodes to be like, we want to make sure y'all are fully invested.
Another show, actually, maybe that is potentially on that same level, something you got on right now that we've already talked about.
Afro Samurai
was another show that just like, because they were in and out, they had like what, like eight episodes?
Yeah.
If that.
Six episodes, I think.
Six
it was.
Episodes, yeah. They're just like, we are going to get to it immediately.
Yeah. And I respect it. So. Yeah, I think that's what Ice is probably alluding to about, like, from the business standpoint. I don't know if there's a green light of whatever of a future seasons, and it says 12 episodes for one season.
I mean, they already greenlit the video game. They are invested in this show.
Yeah. So I mean, but yeah, it looks like it'd be a fun video game if it's playable, kind of like this, like kind of like how the anime might be.
Yeah.
PS5 type, you know, whatever.
I could absolutely see this, and this is a game we were kind of talking in the live stream about before we got started, but this was like a Hades type game. Yeah. You're just getting your power-ups and like clearing rooms full of ninjas and just like fighting your way through buildings like full of enemies. Like, this could be a really fun, that could be a very fun video game.
All right, you guys, so now we are going to jump into some spoiler territory. If you don't like spoilers, get your poke ass up out of here. All right, we don't want to hear you guys said something that we didn't give you nothing up front. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to hear your bitching, your blood clot crying through this shit. We're about to get into the spoilers, and this is going to be spoiler heavy. You know, I looked over at Rob.
Just in case y'all leave, I just want y'all to know that, you know, you're listening to. Or watching, or both. It's been a long time. The gang is back. Cam on the keys. Rob on the recap.
The buildup.
Keenan on the actual factuals that wasn't wactual this time.
The buildup.
And me telling you that you're watching and listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
All right. You heard it. It's back. And Rob, let's get to the Rob recaps. Let's get after it.
All right, so we're going to definitely splice some questions in here as we go. We'll talk through it and, you know, kind of react to these moments as we go rather than me just powering through like I have been in previous episodes. So let's just jump into it. We start out on a with a business-looking man being chased through the city until he's surrounded by a horde of red-eyed future tech ninjas. They hit him with a smoke bomb, and it turns out this guy... He's no slouch. He really does handle business and goes toe-to-toe with these first 10 to 12 ninjas, no problem. Things don't go well for long, however, and he gets overwhelmed, repeatedly stabbed by the rank-and-file ninjas, and then lassoed by this bulky leader ninja with a metal rope who slams him to the ground and cuts his head off. Leader then takes a picture to confirm the kill, but we see it's actually another man's face on the victim's profile. They leave his dead body, and they are then swarmed by the dead bodies and swarmed by black cats. So what did y'all think of how this started? And like, were you surprised this guy got to work like he did just right out the gate?
In a suit, yeah. I was like, they better get him out. He's running like he's... Because you saw him in the elevator kind of sweating or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, he's out of here.
He's done. I thought this was going to be easy kill for these dudes.
Easy kill. And he was going to work.
Yeah.
He got a few of them out of here, I think.
He definitely got it, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, I was surprised, but I was... This is what made me go like, all right, they're starting off hot. This is, like, the oven's already... It didn't preheat or nothing.
No.
They are here.
Get this shit now. This is the Little Caesars, bitch. We hot and we ready. Take this shit now.
What did you guys think of the character design for the villains here? Because we see, we got these future tech ninjas, and then we got this, like, dude, this big, like, bulky leader ninja dude. What do you think of the character designs for these dudes?
I feel like, I mean, it's something we've seen a gazillion times. It's just a different Neo-Tokyo-ish dude. Little, kind of reminded me... of Nine,
okay.
From My Hero, I can see that. Or some other people that they had in the trailer too, kind of gave me that. Yeah. But it's just real Neo Tokyo. I think we've seen that the neck open face something at the bottom bunch. I feel like sci-fi shit. Like that's their one of their favorite go to uniforms. Is just the open, and sometimes you can close it and then open it up. But that's their shit.
Yeah, this definitely seemed like something that would have fit completely well in with like the, you know, cyberpunk 2099
exactly, or like a Blade Runner or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you guys say. I can't really got much to add.
So elsewhere, a farmer named Joe admires his crop of corn, tools around with his motorcycle. We soon meet his wife Sarah and his son Kyle, and they seem like they all live a happy, peaceful life in the middle of nowhere. That night, Sarah sees a report on the news about a murder, about the murder from the opening. And after hearing the organized crime suspect involvement and that the victim's ID was fake, she worries that there might be somebody known as the Reaper after them. Joe assures her that, hey, this is not the Reaper's work. This dude works alone. They're saying this is like 5-6 guys at the very least. Nobody's going to find us. From there, we see a quick montage of them living their idyllic, peaceful life. Now, did this montage work for you guys in endearing these characters? Because I think that's a big part of the show is like getting you to care about his life as it was before it goes awry.
Here's what I'll say. I will say I care. Like I was like, oh, this is his wife. I knew it was coming, but the music didn't help out.
Yeah,
the music. I don't know what it was, but the music just didn't like. Because I always think it's always funny when you're watching an anime, but then you hear the song and it's an American song. You're just like. It just, I feel like they could have maybe chose something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Sancho rapping in the background.
Yes. Oh my God.
Sancho, I forgot about him. But yeah, but it was like, I was like, I understood and I knew exactly what they were doing. It was like, they're going to die. And it's just like, you know, but let's build this up. Let's make you know that he has to care. Let you know that he cares for them.
Yeah,
a lot. So
yeah, he needed it.
It was needed.
It's like what were we watching? Was it that Five Fog Elements where the dude was outside the house playing with his little brother?
And that's
and we were just like,
that's another anime too.
His brother's about to die.
Somebody's gonna get it.
That's an anime too that got after it immediately.
Yeah,
the whole show.
Yeah. And I think they got new episodes of that out too.
Yeah, they wasted no time.
Yeah, they did.
So yeah, I agree. It's just like this was like a and there's like another little montage that happens after this where they flash back and show me you know, like, hey, it's them in the bathtub again. I'm like, all right, I just saw this. You don't need to be doing all this up top. I see what you're doing here, but you know, we can move it along.
Yeah.
So sometime later we see that similar murders are stacking up. Still, they ignore the impending danger. They're just grilling, singing songs, celebrating Kyle's birthday. That night, however, Joe hears something outside, and when he goes downstairs, ninjas swarm into the house. Joe fights fiercely, taking out all his opponents, but he hears Kyle cry out for him upstairs, and when he runs to his aid, he is struck in the throat with poison darts. So here, like, we get a little taste of the action up top, but what did you guys think of the action here? This is where we see our main character get busy for the first time. Were you surprised to see Joe have the hands that he did just immediately out the gate?
I mean, yeah, for me, because I was like, because you know, who did he look like to me? He looked kind of like a little bit like Father from Full Metal, a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I'm just looking at him like, I was like, he looked like he got hands like that.
No.
Nah.
Like, you know, blonde beard and everything. I was like, I look like he's gonna be like, just brute. Like, yeah, just like, I'm gonna just beat people's ass. And he was getting active. Only thing I was upset about was just like, you know, there was danger. You sensed it. I'm hiding the family first.
Yeah.
I'm not getting after it first. I'm gonna be like, all right, let me put the son and my wife like in a hidden closet somewhere, and then I'm gonna go down there and check everything out.
Yeah.
But the action was fire as hell to me in this scene.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought of Rob, honestly, when I saw the dude.
Oh, for real?
Like, yeah, I was like, hey, look at Rob. Look at Rob and his little family. That's very funny.
Don't say, hey, man, Rob a black belt.
Hey, don't put that.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, don't say little family. Rob,
don't you come after my family.
And strike fast and strike hard, man.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I figured he had hands. I wasn't floored.
Must've.
Yeah, I wasn't floored.
He had to do something to come back from his little guitar song. So yeah. I was like, oh boy. So we see outside, a shadowy figure waits in his car as this all plays out. But upstairs, Joe sees the ninja leader standing over the dead bodies of Sarah and Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He starts to walk towards them, but is impaled from behind by a ninja sword. The villains do a quick and sloppy job of confirming his death as they hear police sirens growing closer.
Bro, we got to say this too. He drove that sword in his wife's neck like, yeah, bitch, you see what I'm doing?
Yeah,
he did.
I'm going to make sure she's dead and slowly put it down her fucking neck. That's crazy, bro.
One thing I will say that I kind of wish we got in this episode is maybe seeing a little bit of what she could do. Because he said, like, hey, she put up more of a fight than we thought she was going to.
Yeah.
And they kind of allude that whatever life Joe used to be in, that she was involved with that as well.
She had no fear when they were coming after her.
And they was fucked up, though. Like, she killed a couple guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would have been cool to see her get after a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Unfortunately, all we saw was,
and then he's like, but the son was just like pretty much a pussy. And it was just like, he's a kid.
Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, he's like, later on, he's just like, oh, he only showed fear in his eyes. Like, he is a child.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I am a boy, Damon.
Later, Joe wakes up in a morgue and is moved into a hospital where the doctors tell him Sarah and Kyle didn't make it. So this brings me to another question. Are you guys familiar, kind of talking about all this, are you guys familiar with the term fridging?
Mm-mm.
So, Cam, have you ever heard of the term fridging?
No, not really.
So it's kind of, I believe it comes from, it's a comic book term. I think it was maybe a Daredevil comic or maybe or something like that. And essentially the idea was like there was a comic book character who had a girlfriend and like some villain like chopped her up and like put her in a fridge. And so then like the character comes in and he's just like, oh my god, like they've murdered my girlfriend. And like essentially it's just like these characters only exist to like get violently murdered, cut up and put in a fridge.
Now.
And it sometimes is like a bit of a criticism of like, oh, all right, well, you didn't really develop these characters. They only existed here to like motivate usually male characters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think fridging applies to this anime in this particular sense where it's just like, did they fridge this mom and child?
Of course.
Oh, in that sense, yes, for sure.
I mean, it's just, it's John Wick's dog. Yeah. I mean, John Wick's dog is fridging to the finest. And they, you know, they try to sprinkle his wife in there, but the dog and his wife are definitely fridging.
Oh, they got fridged.
And let's not gloss over it. Remember, like, we thought he was dead, too.
Yeah.
Like, they had him you know, dead to rights. They had him in the morgue. He was dead in the morgue. They was just like, he was dead for like a day.
Yeah, something like that. I was like, oh, I guess this isn't our main character for a second.
Because it's funny, too, because I was like, oh, come on, check and pulse. That's old school. Yeah, you got it.
You might have missed it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know you poisoned him. Yeah. Like, come on.
He can slow it down. He's a ninja. He can probably slow it down, all that shit. Yeah.
But second question, follow up. Just be honest with me. Is there a part of you that's happy when you see the family get off because you know you can get to the revenge story? You know, they're just like, finally, we got them up
out
of here.
Out the way.
That's so dark.
Yeah. Get
but
it out
yes.
The way. Yeah. If you know, if you're not, if you have no intentions of keeping them around, get them out of here. Don't do that for 3, 4, 5. Same thing with training montages. We know you're going to get stronger at the end.
Yeah.
Just get out. Do a Demon Slayer level training montage and get that shit moving.
Yep. Yeah. That's a dark question, bro. And yes, I'm glad they're dead, and I'm sorry.
I'm glad because
we
dead
needed this
wild.
Guy to go. He's about to go nuts after this. Like he already got active beforehand. Yeah. He's about to go fucking crazy as we go see going forward.
Yeah, dark but
necessary.
Me too. Yeah, you gotta do it to get to the promise of the premise. Also at the hospital are two FBI agents, Mike and his assistant Emma, who are trying to solve this rash of murders that are going on. Mike heavily suspects that Joe knows the ID of the killers, so he gives him his card and puts him under surveillance. That night, Joe wheels himself up to the roof, agonizes over the death of his family, picturing in his mind seeing their bodies on the slabs. Emma is nearby keeping watch, and Joe pulls a needle out of his own skin. I had to watch this a few times to be like, what happened here? But he pulls a needle out of his own skin and stabs it into some kind of like pressure point, heightening his physical abilities, and just in time because the ninjas are back for round two.
Man.
Joe is ready for them this time, runs through all of them, even activating some kind of like shadow breathing technique that allows him to decapitate. I counted them 8 ninjas in one go.
Damn. Yeah, hold on. Also, too, did you see he locked like when the roof door, he like threw something at the door so it locked. Like, no, y'all not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to escape either. I'm trying to murder all of y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That to me out there, that was some ball shit.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma tries to get a better look at what's going on, but Joe knocks her out, pushes more ninjas into that elevator to put them all in a true tower of terror. It was like that he didn't give them the cap courtesy like before we do this, anybody want to get out?
Nah.
After carving through them and the ninjas waiting at the bottom of the elevator, Joe faces off with their leader once again. This time, Joe runs him through several times, beating him easily. The leader just laughs and taunts Joe that no matter how many times he changes his appearance, they will find him. And Joe removes a digital face mask that was hiding his real identity and slashes the leader one last time. Is this the quickest get right win we've seen in anime? Dude went from dead at the hospital to personal revenge in like 15 minutes.
This is all in one episode. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's fucking Lil Uzi. Like, this is my first day here.
Yeah. This anime is 0 to 100 in 1 second. Like, this is how it's been going, at least for the first episode it was. Like, it literally got active and it's been active and didn't slow down for real. Like you say, he was in the hospital for a second, then it's like, we back, bro, we need that.
We in
there. And he's just like, well, I need that too.
I like that mentality too that they have. It's like kind of like Rorschach and
what, Watchmen?
Watchmen, yeah. When he's like, y'all in this jail with me, fam.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get it twisted, bro. Like, I thought that when I read that in Watchmen, I was like, yo, y'all in here with this motherfucker dropping bars, but it's the same way. It's like, don't get it twisted, bro. Like, I'm him. Same thing with John Wick. It's like, y'all hitting here with, y'all got to deal with me. I'm the boogeyman, bitch. I'm the one that they send to kill the boogeyman. Like, don't play with me.
And everybody knew that besides, like, a handful of characters in those John Wick movies. Yeah. Like, the father was like, you idiot.
Yeah.
You know, just John Wick's car, you idiot. He's just like, all right, fuck it.
So as Agent Mike takes in all the carnage at the hospital, Joe goes back to his empty home, thinks back on the memories, that he has. Now we see him, Sarah, and Kyle with their true unaltered appearances. Joe grabs his go bag from inside the house and burns the thing down before riding off on his motorcycle to seek his revenge, wearing a demon mask. Mm-hmm. Is burning down a house necessary before setting off on a big life-changing adventure? I mean, the Elric brothers did it. You know, it's just like, you burn down the house to be like, I got no home to go back to.
Yeah.
Like, there's only one way forward. I mean, is that necessary, do you think?
I think it may be a Japanese culture thing.
Maybe.
I think because a lot of Ghost of Tsushima, like, there's a lot of shit burnt. Like, I don't know. It might be a ritual thing. It might be something in Japanese culture. It's like, that's how they cleanse their palate, or that's how they, you know, erase them.
There's no going back to safety anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next. I think, it's a hell of a dramatic effect, though. I mean, fire always not to, no pun intended, but fire always ignites like a action in you, like, oh, it's fire and shit on fire, like, let's fucking go, like,
yeah,
so
it's time. So next episode starts with background, some background on the ancient Japanese ninja clan that once used their powers to protect the peace in Japan, saying after a change in leadership that they are going to be bringing their secrets to a wider world and sharing them with foreigners. This will give them even more power outside of Japan, they say, and those that oppose this expansion will be exiled and disposed of. So it gives us some hints of maybe why Joe's on the outs. Mm. Elsewhere, Joe awakens from nightmares about Sarah and Kyle's murders in a warehouse where he has tied up the leader ninja upside down. Still, Joe is weak from his wounds and collapses when an old man surrounded by black cats enters the warehouse, saying that he never thought he'd see Joe again. It turns out this strange old man is a sort of doctor, and he tells Joe that, you know, with his wounds, you know, using the techniques that he did, like, you should be dead. Joe asks him to heal him enough to get information out of his captive so he can invade the base that the men sent, that the base of the men that sent them, which the doctor reluctantly does. This doctor, does he remind you, guys, of anybody? He kind of gave me some, like, Urahara vibes, you know what I mean?
Urahara from Bleach?
From Bleach, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't see him enough to get that.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys would know, maybe Ice, especially since you watched a lot more of Bleach, like, would know him better. But, like, kind of like this dude that shows up with, like, all these, like, kind of strange techniques.
Yeah.
Black cats, you know, hanging out with him.
Yeah. Yes and no. I think I got more of, like, a back, what we call them,
back alley doctor.
I just got back alley doctor vibes, and Urahara never really gave me that. I think Urahara is a little bit more focused. I feel like Urahara lines up more with, like, the Kakashis and the Mr. Ozawas of the world.
Sure.
I feel like all of those guys are, you know, the same guy.
Yeah, this guy's not really like a teacher, I guess, which Urahara is to those guys. Joe awakens sometime later, his wounds bandaged. He walks over to the ninja leader, and he said he was going to get information out of this dude, but he just starts stabbing
him. Yeah, he just started fucking him up.
The leader says, hey, this is not enough pain to make me talk, and Joe's like, I know, and keeps stabbing him. He then spends the next several days stabbing him over and over and over again, not even asking any questions. They, like, have this montage of, like, sun up, stab, 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 sun down, stab, 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 sun up, stab, stab, stab.
Man.
Is this the most we've ever seen somebody get tortured like this, good guy or bad guy?
I feel like from what I've seen, from shows that I've watched, in a sense, because it was just crazy, because, like you say, he didn't give a damn about getting any information. He was just like, no, I just want to torture you.
Yeah.
I want to make you suffer because of what you did to my family.
Yeah.
I know you're not gonna give him any information. I know you're part of the code or whatever they
just,
have.
Just for me.
This is just for my sense to be like, I know that you're going to die the most painful death possible.
Every time I take you to hell and you're gonna feel all your bones burn and shit like that.
Oh,
I think one of the ones that was that level of brutal is Tokyo Ghoul at the end of the first season, when the Jason Mask dude was breaking his fingers off and shit.
Oh, yeah. He was sitting in the chair. That was rough.
Yeah. I would say that was rough.
He put Kaneki through that.
Yeah.
All Joe ever ends up getting from the ninja leader is taunts about the look in Sarah's and Kyle's eyes when they died.
Crazy.
So Joe just lights his ass on fire and leaves him to die.
Beautiful. Yeah. it's in the trailer, but that shit was fire.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was just being an asshole. I was just like, there's no way you can just burn fire just like in a tornado like that. It's just like a singular.
Yeah.
He went off.
A fucking fire tornado.
Yeah, he covered him in gasoline, and I guess it was those fumes that caught fire, because, he just went a total fire tornado. At FBI headquarters, Mike is told to drop the case looking into these murders. Mike is pissed, but Emma's like, hey, let's just play along, pretend that we've dropped it while we actually still keep investigating. She mentions she also looked into Joe and his family's identities, and that of their names, their lives, all of it are fake. They're all aliases, just like the previous murders. Joe, meanwhile, goes on a tour of ninja hideouts, but finds them all abandoned. He then runs into a couple dirty cops at a bar who try to give him a hard time, but Joe knocks them out, including one with just the wind off of his missed punch.
Yeah.
Seeing their car outside, he gets the idea to call Mike from his card and see if they can share some information. I know it's technically the least violent thing that happened, but is Joe knocking out the cop with the air of his punch the craziest? That was the craziest thing to me in these two episodes. Where does that rank to you amongst, like, some of the shit? Because he just, like, punches in front of his face, purposely missing.
Yeah.
And the wind off of that sent him like flying back into a wall.
Yeah, and they showed the detail of it, like his face, like just like not, I don't know if ricocheting is the right word, but it's like rippling. Yeah. It was just like, it was so crazy. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that type of, and this is why I say this show has a lot of potential, because of details like that. Yeah. To where it's like, I don't always have to, like, especially for somebody like you guys that are cops, I don't got to get active with y'all.
Yeah.
Because I'll get y'all up out of here.
Yeah.
So shit like that was just dope to see. Mm-hmm. And now it shows like, all right, this dude is next level type dopeness.
Yeah.
They went into some like Fight Night type animation. Just off of like a whiff. So after some tense negotiations, Joe agrees to meet up with Mike alone at a quiet restaurant. As Joe takes makes his way through the city to meet up, we see ads for a high tech company called Auza that promises to take care of people from the cradle to the grave. Mm-hmm. Do you find that kind of slogan inspiring? Would you want to buy that tech? That's
it's like, get out of my face, DMX. I don't want y'all over here. Fucking stop this.
Yeah, that guy's just like, you know, we'll be in your personal lives and your friends, your family, from like the cradle to the grave. We're there for you.
Man.
And we're getting to that. You know, I think we're getting to that.
Absolutely.
We didn't see. My brother got the Apple ProRes thing or whatever, and he's already in golf.
Oh, he's got the goggles.
He got them already.
Wow.
Yeah, he called me on FaceTime and everything. I'll show you the video.
How is his persona or whatever?
It made him look a little bit younger. It brought his hairline back a little bit.
That's crazy.
That's funny. But you can tell, like, you can tell it's a little bit off. But the augmented reality is just like, it's crazy, bro.
They said that they're really underselling it. Like, there was like Apple, what it's capable of doing. Apple did a poor job of showcasing what it really can
do. He hasn't even done a lot of stuff yet, but I know he said he's not going to have a monitor anymore in his house because he doesn't need one.
Makes sense.
So he's been like on it for the most part, and he's been like, he kind of showed me some views of it, like how you can pull stuff. He's like, I got my three monitors up. I'll be doing my research over here. I do my PowerPoint presentation over here.
That's really dope.
And he's like, I can do a mock presentation, like I'm in front of people, like in front of like standing on stage.
Yeah.
So it's like, I agree with you. I think they probably don't even know, not that they don't know, they know everything that you can do with it, but like, right now, the price point is so high.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you tell me anyway. I can't buy it yet.
$3,500.
That's kind of where I'm coming from. Yeah. I'm like, considering the price of it, number one. Number two, it's just like, I can see that working like for your brother and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I could maybe see using it for like work, but so far, I'm not seeing a lot of stuff that's just like for the person at home.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, like you said, we are very close to, with Apple being that cradle to grave type company. Mm. So Joe sits down with Mike. And he asks if he has any leads on the killers. Mike wants Joe to just, you know, give him his real ID. But when Joe refuses, Mike draws his gun and says that he is the lead suspect. Joe, completely unfazed.
Right.
As are the delivery people coming in to pick up food. But eventually, one comes in that is not there to pick up any kind of food. That delivery boy pulls out a pair of commas, these sickle-like weapons, and attacks Joe. Mike tries helping by shooting, but he is just completely useless here.
Yeah, super.
Joe is forced to save him when another set of arms pop out of the delivery man's backpack, also armed. Joe uses another shadow breathing technique to sprout some like arms out of his back, which come in handy when the ninja hiding in the backpack jumps out, and it's a 2v1. And after saving Mike again, Joe uses some cooking oil to light his swords on fire and breathe flames, and it's enough to distract the attackers. Long enough, he decapitates one and pins the other to the wall with knives, sending the last through his head. What do you guys think about this fight? Should they have given Mike more to do, or do we still need to see how badass Joe is at this point?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that was that's the best part of this anime, these two episodes to me. Even the twist of it being another person.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And then him cutting how he went about it, Mike being useless, like I think all that. Even the strategic part of it, of like, you know, as people who write and do creative stuff, there was a reason why they were doing the pickups.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is it? Like, they keep going back to it, but like, what is the reason for it? And I honestly, the way that they took it, I didn't necessarily suspect. I think I was like, oh shit, okay, that was a smart, creative decision that they made with that. And then for that fight to be as dope as it was, and for him to get, and to see the dude's head pinned to the dude's stomach.
I didn't catch that at first. That was crazy.
I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my favorite.
Bro, like, pin a tail on a donkey type shit.
Right.
And you know what I hate? I fucking hate when useless, like, it's always a cop suit. Mm-hmm. Stop! Freeze! Come on! What are you guys doing? Stop! Slow down! This is like, you're clearly outmanned here.
Damn,
like,
just bullets mean sit nothing. Down.
From a skill set standpoint, just shut the fuck up, get behind a table, and be like, let them duke it out. And then I'll try to just, if I see a chance to just pop somebody in the head, I will. But other than that, I gotta sit this one out, bro.
And I
just hated the cop ego in this. Well, it's typical, and it's even in movies and stuff. But I was just like, the scene was so dope. It was so dope. It's like, there's so many scenes in this, these two episodes where I was just like, there's going to be multiple favorites for people, I think, in here.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I think, obviously, the action is where the show really shines. And to even further that, it's like, this is a show that, like, if you are going to go back and rewatch, like, you'll notice new stuff in the fight.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I watched this through, I was like, you know, like, I was just like, whoa, damn, like, there's a lot of sick action here. Mm. But it wasn't until I was watching again to do the recap that I'm like, I'm noticing, like, the little details of the choreography and even just like, well, when did he do that? Or when did that happen? And it's all there. It's all baked in. But, like, your first watch, it goes by you so fast. It's like, it kind of rewards you with another
especially
watch.
Especially with his, like, smoke powers, that black smoke.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
So now we get to see more of it, I'm sure, coming up soon. But I guess to fully answer your question, do we need to see more? No. We know what he did. We know. I want to see more in a sense because I know he probably got more in his bag.
Yeah.
But, like, I know he's legit now.
Yeah.
There's no questions. Like, he is 100% that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now I want to see somebody can rival
him. Start getting washed.
Well, I want to see somebody be able to rival him at some point because right now he's overkill.
I agree.
Yeah. I want to see somebody be able to be like, all right, put him in his place a little bit or at least check him where he's like, damn, I got to come back and either train or I got to come back and get some go a different route fighting this particular person.
Yeah. So afterwards, Joe reveals to Mike that he is the same man from the hospital, shows him his, you know, the digital face mask, and that he and all these attackers are all ninjas. Mike has no time to absorb this as the place is lit up with gunfire and a bazooka. Mm-hmm. As the smoke clears, the gunmen are gone, and so is Joe, and Mike is left wondering what he has gotten himself into. On a nearby rooftop, Joe watches an ad for Auza, staring furiously at the blonde man with the glasses, promising to take care of people from the cradle to the grave. And elsewhere, in a shadowy ninja fortress, the man from outside the car during the attack at Joe's house receives the news that Joe is still alive from a man named Zai, who we mentioned in this cast. He says Joe's name as he looks into the camera with the same expression we saw as the new leader from the Ninja Clan at the start of the episode. And from there, we are out on these two episodes. Ninja Kamui, episodes 1 and 2.
Whoo! All right, man. So, spoilers are now there. How do you guys fully feel about going through all this, man? This show, honestly, you recapping right now was making me visualize some of these scenes again. I was just like, man, fuck with anybody. I like the show a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
Two episodes in, I was replaying some of the fight scenes. I'm probably going to rewatch at least. I know we have I might have to wait because I know the codes or whatever that we have for the show. But it's like, bro, that fight scene in the food spot again, I want to rewatch that shit.
Crazy.
That shit was crazy. Even in the house, I want to rewatch that. And even that opening scene, I want to rewatch because I was just like, damn, they were just getting after it so tough, man. So yeah. I'm all in.
Pause, but how does it feel, Rob? Like being back on the recap, man?
You know,
didn't miss a beat at all.
I appreciate
shout
it.
Shout out to Rob and the recap. You know, this is what he
just
does.
Like riding a bike, man. You know, getting back into the swing of things.
Let me tell you something, because Rob sent the actual recap, and I don't know if he usually doesn't send a recap to us. And bro, I was like, this is why my recaps are recaps because this is thorough.
Yeah,
this is thorough. So it's just tier. Like, you know, and I'm pretty sure he's like,
He's
a year removed. But then also too, there's some stuff that he probably was just like, I'm not putting it in there. They'll pick that up because there's too much shit I gotta put in here. So
there's a lot. There's a lot. I started off real big picture, and then I got very granular towards the end.
Yeah, man. So this show was pretty sick. Let's get into some questions.
Sure.
If we got some, throw Cam in here too. I know he's only watched the first episode, but if you had to hire a non-powered anime character to help protect you after watching this show, like these guys are coming after you just like this, these assassins, these ninja assassins coming after you, what non-powered anime, are you going to hire to pretty much be your bodyguard / protector? Ice.
I think not slippery slope, but I'm gonna say Rock Lee because technically he doesn't have powers.
Yeah,
in the grand scheme, he doesn't have ninjutsu like everybody else in Naruto does. But he still got them fucking hands, and he's able to hold his own. Either him or Mike Guy, which is his sensei. But Mike Guy has the inner gates, and he's so I think that kind of sort of is a power. Rock Lee hasn't really showed it, so I'll just go with Rock Lee.
Rock Lee, Rob.
I've been showing this show a lot of love recently. I'm gonna keep that train rolling. I'm gonna go with Toji from Jujutsu Kaisen.
I mean, he's not a sorcerer. Yeah.
Very similar thing to Rock Lee that he gets by without the cursed abilities, and he gives everybody the fucking work that season to the point where he's got people fucking shaking in their boots when
on
he
the
shows
roof
up.
Too. He got active with the grandma and her grandson.
Yeah. Everybody has. There's only one person that wasn't completely steamrolled by Toji, and he did steamroll him the first time. Yeah. You know, like, there was one guy that actually was able to keep up with him, and it's, you know, it's, he's that guy. Yeah. So Toji is, I mean, the only one person we've seen actually be able to beat him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something Keith just said that, too. He just said Toji.
Oh, yeah. That's there we go. I'm with you, Keith.
Cam, what you think? Who you got?
Non-powered anime character?
Yeah.
Mm. I mean... Demon Slayer, they don't really have powers in that. They're...
I mean, we've gone through great lengths to say that those breathing techniques actually aren't there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
So, all right.
I mean, I would take a Tanjiro, or even maybe one of... Or, no, I would take...
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. He gonna get you a body there, bro. Tanjiro will get you washed, dog. And I love Tanjiro. But that motherfucker will get you washed,
hell,
man.
Hell, no. You about to get your ass
I was
healed.
Actually gonna say the Hashira... From the Entertainment District. I
feel like
Sound of Sure.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Tengen?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Tengen is better, but...
Yeah. He also got ninja powers. He can throw some smoke screens. He got some other things that he can do.
The poison stuff will help.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, from what I know about Rock Lee, I feel like he's not going to help you out a whole lot either.
Nah, Rock Lee's a dog. Because he's able to... Again, everybody in Naruto to
Did
level
ninjutsu...
They
fight guys with guns, though?
Huh?
These guys have guns and all that.
Nobody got guns and guns don't mean nothing in anime. Guns are like bottom of the totem pole when it comes to weapons. And stuff. Yeah, so that ain't gonna do nothing.
But I say Tengen's really good because remember, Tengen was fighting that whole time while protecting them.
Yeah. True.
Remember that. He was fighting the two demons. It's literally like, move, kick, get out the way. There's all this stuff and still fighting and still holding his own. Yeah.
But he was kind of getting washed though, too.
He got washed when he started getting when he got poisoned.
Yeah,
he was holding his when he was at first. He was kind of doing his thing, and I don't think he could easily get put up out of there quickly.
He'll last longer than Tanjiro.
Oh, Tanjiro! Yeah, Tanjiro getting you killed. Tanjiro would be like, guys, you shouldn't be doing this. You getting fucking washed.
Rock Lee would pack them up.
I low key would rather have a Zenitsu than Tanjiro because Zenitsu, as soon as he wake up, he'll snap up all of them out of there real fast. Yeah. I'd rather have him than that. But damn, I was thinking I was going between two because I was gonna stay in either Demon Slayer, myself or
who in Demon Slayer?
The Stone Pillar.
Stone Pillar.
That motherfucker.
Straight dog.
And
but I don't know the numbers, though. The numbers. I think anybody in the Demon Slayer universe will get washed because the numbers perspective.
I just don't know because from a weapon standpoint, his weapon can be long range and short range.
That's
so like he can take out multiple guys off a swing.
Yeah.
And he's so damn strong. We saw him go to work, and he can take so much damage. Yeah. So I think even with the damage that they could deliver to him, it ain't gonna be enough. Mm. He takes a lot of damage.
Yeah,
he took some hits.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Levi because I feel like Levi is also his intelligence.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, so he was my first choice. Mm.
That's a good choice.
So I would go with Levi Ackerman, and I think that he's also because he's also smart.
I'll take Mikasa over him though.
Mm.
Mikasa's a true dog.
She's a dog. I'm not saying that she's not. The reason why I say Levi is because I think he's going to be smart enough, unlike what Joe did. Mm. He gonna protect you first. Hey, get you under here. Boom. Shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. I'm going to go handle this shit.
Yeah.
And he going to go handle everything he need to handle and then come back. All right.
That's a good point. Mikasa is actually like, she cares about other people. Like, you know, her and Aaron, she protected him a lot.
Yeah.
Levi let a lot of people die under his watch.
Yeah. A lot of people was got up out of there on his watch.
I mean, at the end of the day, he protected who he was supposed to protect.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day. He protected.
Who?
I mean, for the most part.
His boy died. His man's died on his watch.
But I can think of Aaron. He protected Aaron for the most part,
more or less.
Nah,
Look, he was
a game manager.
He's a game manager. Hey, fuck y'all, man. My party's a game manager, baby. What's up?
He's definitely a party.
Fuck it, then. I'm going back to my first choice then. I'm going back to the Stone Pillar then. The Stone Pillar is my choice.
Yeah, it's like Levi's a little bit like he's like that Karl Anthony Towns game. He's like put up 64 points, but they lost.
Yeah.
That's fair. But yeah, I guess if I close it out then, Stone Pillar, I think he's so strong and his weapon is so long range, he can probably take out 25 ninjas with like a swing around and then get back to it. And he can take a hell of a lot of damage.
Nothing spoiler about that. I mean, you can see that he has a ball.
I'm not going into what he does. I'm saying about his weapon. His weapon is long range. Yeah. But y'all going to see. And I know we'll get back to it in a second.
You will see.
Yeah, you will see.
In the Demon Slayer and the movie that's coming out or the theater release thing, they have an anime exclusive in there.
Oh, they do?
It got spoiled for me on TikTok. But
They kind of have
to. How did they spoil it?
Because somebody was, I was watching, I was on TikTok, and then it was like a dope ass scene that kind of happened. And I was like,
so it's playing somewhere already?
In Japan already.
Are they doing like the world tour?
Yeah, the world tour. I see. So in Japan, it already, I think it hit records again, or it's at least number one again.
Yes, people have seen it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was like, how did they even get it? But yeah.
So because we get it in the next week.
Is anime already with Stone?
Huh?
Is anime only with Stone getting active?
No, they didn't show that part. Oh, okay. They didn't show that part. Okay. But they showed another anime exclusive with, I think it was the Serpent Pillar and the other dude with the white hair.
The Wind Pillar?
Wind Pillar. Yeah,
they do too. I can't wait till they animate him because I'm ready to get his merch. He's my favorite.
He's very cool.
They had something that was like, it was like, this is, somebody in the caption was like, this is an anime exclusive or anime only filler or whatever the case may be. And it was filler, but it wasn't a filler.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh shit, okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Kind of like the Rengoku stuff with the two episodes before.
Yeah.
When he was at that train station and stuff before the guy showed up.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we're going to go watch it on the 23rd. We'll be there. Next question. Will the revenge plot ever get old, Ice?
No. No.
Plain and simple. Right?
I don't think it ever will. I think it stood the test of time. I would say, I mean, if you want to go back to freaking Akira Kurosawa, he has, you know, he leans on revenge stories a lot in his stuff, and I love his work. I mean, you know, even Bruce Lee's stuff is revenge stories. So it's like, it's been working. John Wick, you know, was able to rattle off four movies off of a dead dog.
And I think a show coming out after it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Continental and stuff has already came out.
Yeah.
I think they're doing the Ballerina or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like you created a whole universe off of revenge. And, you know, that's one of many genres within live action, within novels, within comic. Like, revenge will always be here.
Yeah.
You know, heroes are created because of revenge. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's not going nowhere.
Right.
No, I agree. There's always going to be water in that well. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like, you know, when they talk about like, there's only so many stories out there, really. Like, revenge is one of those stories that's always going to be like, you know,
as long as people have a heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, you're going to tug on those heartstrings. You're going to put yourself in that scenario like, oh, somebody did that to me.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's just it's a classic story and that it's going to get people going like, you know what's up and you're going to get right to it. And it can always be fun.
And you know the beats. Family, dog. That's one and two. Your cat dies, nobody's watching this.
Nope.
Nobody cares about that revenge cat story. There's a small amount, but family,
I would
dog.
Watch that.
Mm. Cam? What do you think?
Oh, is there going to be a death, or is there an end to revenge stories? No, not at all. I'm in full agreement. I think it's one of the, it's because it's tied so closely with like human emotion, and like if you can get people to feel something for your revenge story, then it's going to be successful no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I feel like, if you, I don't know, if you kill my dog, I'd be like, oh, man.
That's it?
Oh, I would be hurt, but I don't know if I'm going to go on a revenge tour, bro. And risk my life?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I had John Wick skills, I might.
If I had his skills. But I think that, this is me just
what
being
if it's
honest.
Hoop? What if it's Hoop then? If you can, somebody stole your dog and you got a hoop to get the money to get the ransom.
Space Jam?
Yeah.
My body's set up right now, that dog is dead. I'm sorry,
you're not
kid.
Gonna hoop for your dog?
I hoop for it, yeah, for sure.
What about stand-up? What if you got to do 300 mics? This year to get your dog back, 300 mics.
I mean, that's easy because I've done that before. I've probably done close to like 500 mics in a year before.
Whew.
When I was like going super hard.
But like you right now at 40 years old,
it'll be brutal because I write mics for my level right now. And I'm just like, I don't know.
300 mics
much.
To get your dog back.
I would do it for the dog
through
back.
That 40.
But also, too, but back to the John Wick thing, I think the dog was an excuse for him to do what he wanted to really do.
Yeah,
that's
he
what
wasn't.
I,
he wasn't when, away when from.
Do you think he took that dog? You're like, I sure hope nobody kills this thing. Looking around,
I do
darkness.
Feel like he over. I feel like he was just like, yo, like this was the last thing I had for my wife or whatever. But it's just like I feel like he could have been like, I'm gonna kill like a person and then get it over with and be like, all right, I'm done, and that's it. He went overboard
in the first movie.
Yes, he went. He went to the fucking top of the top. And then part two, he could have stopped. I mean, they came after him, I guess.
Yeah,
after
they
that,
came after. He fucked up with the table after that. He was.
But my thing is just like, yo, if that's me, yo, man, your son got to go. That's
you kill him or I kill him.
Yeah. You either do it or I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it. You know how I'm going to. You know what I do.
Yeah.
So get him up out of here. And then that's it. No? Okay, cool. He's out of here. You can say, now we even. You know what that meant. I know that's your son. If you want to come after me, you know what the fucking consequences are. Mm. Now say it to your face.
But he back in it, though. That put him back in the game. Killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my dog's dead. he's out of here. I'm just saying. I'm being real with you. If you had to swap faces with one of the Shun Gang members, who would it be and why? I would say this, too. Why are we swapping the faces? Are we swapping faces just to live life now? If he's like, is this a permanent face swap, is what you're asking?
Yeah, this is permanent.
Permanent
this
face
swap? This is permanent face swap.
It wasn't permanent in the show.
Permanent. Yeah. I mean,
because yeah. You got to, I mean, it was permanent until it wasn't. He was going to live life like that. So that's why it's permanent.
Yeah, he told that old man, like, get this tech off of me because it's no good anymore.
Yeah. Figured it out. So he lived, what is his son, like 7? Yeah. So like 7-8 years with that on his face.
Okay. What's your answer?
I mean, who is it? It's got to be, because I can't grow a beard, so it's Keenan. I would swap, it's
you got to go bald, though.
That's tough.
You get the beard now. That's tough. The beard makes, I hear a lot of women tell me, like, look, I don't even care to see you with hair because the beard is, like, good on you. Like, it's, and they would, always, people would be like, you got a great bald head, so it's like, you know, there's no, I don't care to see you. If I had Isis hair with my beard, It'll probably be dope, but it'll probably be like
it'll probably be off putting.
Yeah, because even when I show people at a Kev's party when he had the party, I showed them the picture of me with my hair when I did the man weave and I had the beard. They were just like, yeah, but no.
Yeah. They were just it's like undoing it too. Yeah, that's why I had to come to terms with that. Like, yo, beard not. I looked at my pops. My pops can't even grow a beard, so I'm like, it's not in the cards for me. Mm. But I was just like, yeah, I do the I rock the beard. So yeah, it'd be Keenan.
I mean, for me, it'll be Rob, man. White privilege. I gotta take advantage now, baby. I'm gonna go out there and it's gonna be an asshole. I'm not saying Rob.
There's like that old Saturday Night Live sketch with Eddie Murphy getting the white face, and it's just like they, the black people get off the bus and there's a party that starts. It's like, what the fuck is this?
So I'll use my new faith powers for good. Get home loans that I always wanted.
It's Black History Month, man. Yeah. You're going to do this on Black History Month? You're crazy.
These are all jokes. These are all jokes. I'm guessing Ice was saying, like, I probably want my hair back, but, you know, I don't know. Because Cam got the long locks, too, but, I mean.
He does.
Yeah, you know. Cam, who is he?
I mean, do we get their height? Because I would take Rob for his height if you get that.
It's just the face.
Just the face?
Just the face, yeah.
You keep the same height.
Yeah, keep the same height. Got Rob's face.
I mean, Ice's hair might add height. Ice, but what, 5'10"?
True.
Yep, 5'10".
Well, how tall are you again? 5'8"? 5'9"?
Okay. 5'7", and then like 3/4". I don't know.
So do you, your height is, do you, are you kind of like, oh man, I wish I was taller.
That would be a new thing. There's no like wish that I was taller. It would be something, because I mean, being able to experience
try it
that
out.
Would be different, I feel like. Yeah.
Slouch a lot more.
Yeah. Do you feel like... Do you feel like, all right, well, I guess I can't ask that question. Because, I'm going to go straight to the hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get taller, that's all I think about. I was like, when I get taller, your woman level is different when you get taller.
Yeah, I think it's another echelon. There's money, and then there's height, and there's looks. Like, I think there's, you know.
And if you have all three.
Height's easier to work with because you can see that a lot easier in a sense. Someone could be wealthy and not look wealthy.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
what was your answer, Ken?
I was going to take Rob.
Oh, okay.
Still Rob? He's like, I'm going to stay white. Yeah. I don't want
to. I don't think I can do it, man. I don't think
that's funny. Double down.
That's hilarious.
You double down on it, Rob.
Had an opportunity to be black, but nah.
Honestly, I feel like Ice like talked me into taking Keenan's because like now that I got the beard, I can't lose the beard.
Yeah.
So like, I think I'm going with Keenan. And also, I'd save a lot on haircuts. You know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy.
I'll give you the best out of it. Being bald and keeping your head shaving bald is not fun.
That's fair.
Because I don't know what you're also the irritation with your skin. Yeah. I luckily can shave with a razor and with a electric razor, and I don't bump up. But some people bump up really bad.
Really?
Yeah. And if you have to shave with a clean cut razor daily, that shit.
I was gonna
is
say,
fucking,
how often are you doing it?
I mean, shaving with a razor, I shave with that probably once a week. And then I'll try to maintain it with my electric razor. Like,
all right, that's too much work. I'm going Ice.
I'm telling you. Like Tony said it a bunch of times, Tony Baker. He said, like, if I can make my head permanently bald and never do it again.
I think you can.
You probably can. Yeah. You probably do
lasers.
I thought about it.
So have you been to the barber?
Yeah, I've been to the barber.
What do you tell the barber when you sit down?
Take it all off.
Do you be like, give me, like, do you talk to the barber at all?
They know I'm balding, so they're never just like, so what you want me to do? You want me to give you a one on a half on the top or what? I normally, because no barber can cut, for some reason, they're afraid to cut my hair for real with a blade. So when they cut my hair with a blade, I still have to always go home and recut it again. Because I can still feel all the...
What the fuck I need you here for, bro? Damn.
So I only, when I go to the barber, it's like, if I want to like look super sharp, or maybe even get my beard a little bit darkened for like a photo shoot or whatever, I'll go to them because I feel like nobody even does my beard necessarily way better than I do. So it's like, why am I going to pay $75 to get a beard done? Unless you're giving me the treatment of like the facials and the massages and all that stuff like that, then I'll be like, all right, I'll pay the $75 for that.
Yeah.
And that's all worth it. So
I mean, you go to me, man. This ain't easy. So
yeah. I would say this ain't easy.
Pick your poison.
Damn. Yeah. Pick you waking up, your hair is like this, and you gotta now pick it out. And he has a lot of hair to pick out too.
Mm. So. Oh, so much work.
Where I was like, can I just say myself?
Yeah. I pick me.
Who do you guys think Brendan would pick?
I think it's say Rob. Mm.
Maybe
because he's short. He's a short bastard.
Yeah. Well. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you know. Yeah. I feel like
he tries to act like somebody that's over 6 foot, but he's not.
6 foot energy.
Yeah. He has 6 foot energy, but you can tell it's still little man energy.
It's still little. Yeah. Still definitely Napoleon.
Brendan definitely gives. I'm trying to give you 6 foot energy, but it's not.
Yeah, I can't get it. Yeah, I ain't got it. I ain't got the inches.
All right, man. So Last thoughts and our scores out of a 9,000. So,
Damn, because we integrated the questions into the
recap, and then I asked some of the questions up top. Yeah. I have some of my questions up top.
Okay,
so,
dope.
So what are your ice? Go first. Your last thoughts to these first two episodes? I guess also, are you going to recommend this, and will you continue this yourself? Mm-hmm. And then you're out of 9,000.
Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, I will recommend this to people. I think what it is, I think the gore is crazy, but it's not enough to where like you can't stomach it. It's not over the top. There's no goblin rape or nothing like that. So I think that, you know, it's definitely high energy. I think overall, again, it's giving to elaborate on what I was talking about a little bit earlier. And again, I do not mean this in a negative way, but it's like a from a business perspective, it's like you have to like this, and you have to like this now. Like we're bringing in this money, we're catching you. We know we seeing what the guys around us are doing. Neck breaking pace of story and action. We need to get in this lane of anime, and we need to get it now, and we need fans now. So like it's giving that energy of like, we have to do this, and I think it's working. I think it's a formula to Keenan's point. It's a formula that's working. It's a winning formula, and it's gonna work for this show because it doesn't hurt the show. I think there's enough there from a revenge perspective, which is why I even brought up that revenge question to like, all right, cool, we fuck with this guy. I like this guy. I'm not head over heels, you know, for him or nothing like that. But it's enough to make me like it, and the action is warranted. Like, you're not cutting off somebody's head that just said, hey, you a bitch. Like, you cutting off somebody's head who's connected to the people who killed your family. Yeah. So it's like every cut, every blade, any kill is warranted. Mm. And on their side of things, too, they're coming at him this hard. We're going to figure out. But it looks like he defected away from a family, and he knew the rules, and he broke them. So it's like he's a Ronin, in a sense. And I guess I don't think ninjas are Ronin, but... He's a rogue, I guess would be it. So it's like, we got to get you up out of here because you have family secrets. So I think both sides, the brutality on both sides is warranted. I think it's overall, it's a cool show. It is something that I recommend to somebody. But we're only two episodes in. I wish we had like a four episode joint arc that we have with usually the shows that we watch. Yeah. But all in all, great, really fun. I would definitely be back. Maybe not on a week-to-week basis. I think it might be one of those where I let some episodes build up, and I'm doing that with a lot of animes just in general. But I do think it's one of those, since it's so neck-breakingly fast, I would like to at least, you know, build up 4 to 5 episodes or wait till it's all finished so I can just binge it all at once. All in all, I give it on a scale of 0 to 9,000. I give it a solid 7,000.
Okay. Rob?
Yeah, I'm in that same neighborhood. I'll just get right to the number. 7,000 for me, I think, feels about right. Just especially because, like, you got to have room for this to grow.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I've said a lot of my thoughts already on it. I think maybe it was a little slow in the beginning. You kind of have to have that.
Yeah.
There was a couple times in that first episode I checked the time code, but that second episode, it was over before I knew it.
Yeah.
Once they got into the action, I'm like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
I agree that this is a show that I might, like, build up a little bit and then, like, binge, like, 3-4 episodes because they go by so fast.
Right.
I think the action is great. Like I mentioned earlier, I think this is like the choreography gives you a lot to look at and rewards you for going back and rewatching and kind of checking out everything they did. If there's what I would like to see more from the show is a little bit more world building to show me or explain to me a little bit of what I'm looking at, especially with his powers, because we just don't know exactly what it is he's doing. And unlock these like forearm abilities or like, you know, his crazy physical attributes and why that's dangerous.
Are you okay with the action taking a backseat to build the world?
I could do that a little bit, like, because you could do that in like a flashback to like show this dude when he was in the ninja clan, and like you can have him sparring or like going on missions to like explain what's happening.
Yeah.
And the other thing I think the show is missing, which I think they'll get into in these next few episodes, is something that we mentioned, is just like a formidable villain for him, because he is cutting through these dudes like a hot knife through butter right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I appreciate that. You know, Adult Swim reached out to us to do this, and I would keep watching. I would recommend it.
Yeah, man, I think it's like I said earlier, and I agree with a lot of things you guys are saying. I probably am a little bit more higher on this show than you guys are at the beginning. I'm cool with the first two episodes being the way they are, and then episodes 3 and 4 start to world build for me. I agree with what Ice is saying. It's just like, you know, we don't have time to mess around. We might not even get a season 2. So we got to pretty much jam a lot of stuff in here. Season 1. And if season 2 comes along, woo, dang, we survived. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all for that. The action was, some of the best action I've seen in anime probably in the past year or so that I've been watching some of the newer stuff. I'm all in. The main character, I'm trying to... I like him.
Yeah.
I do want to start
Joe Logan.
I do want to get to more like, all right, who's going to be the villain, like you said, and stuff like that. 7,000 seemed kind of low for me when y'all said it. To be honest with you. Yeah, I was like 7,000 out of 9,000. I was like, man, I'm going to go 77. I was going to get put in the 8s, but like you said, it needs a lot of room to grow.
Wow.
But I'm going to give it a 7,800. 7,800 for these first two.
That's tough.
So I feel like if it was like the first four and then they start to slow down, I might even give it a little bit of lower score. But these first two, I was just like, this is exactly what I love in anime. They're getting after it. You gave me enough to want more because I now want to see why he got his abilities, why they go after him, who is he exactly. Was he the top dog in the ninja shit? Or was he, you know, just somebody that went rogue? Did he snitch? What did he do?
You know? What do you, real quick, I guess, to kind of compare it, just the flashback Gojo arc, what do y'all give that out of 9,000?
That first few episodes?
Yeah, first 5 episodes.
74, maybe.
So you feel like these two episodes were more enjoyable than the Gojo arc?
Because I was watching that a little bit, and I was just like, oh, get to it, man. Like, yeah. I was kind of like a little bit like, with some of the Gojo, them first 4 episodes, for me personally.
When they was playing basically bodyguard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, for me, I was a little bit higher on those. I'm trying to think of, because I'm trying to think of it as like a whole. I'd probably give it something higher, more like a 75 to like to maybe an 8,000, just personally because of just like, but you had more to go on there.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about a 5-episode stretch versus two. And they told us such a complete story in there. And I gave us such a deeper understanding of those characters. Yeah. But they're doing something different on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But I agree that there were a couple, there's some slow episodes in there.
Yeah.
Like, because I just recently rewatched all that too. And like, that first episode or two, you're like, they kind of put you to sleep a little bit. But those back, like, 3 are fucking wild.
Yeah, Keith just said that. He said the last 2 episodes. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Do y'all feel like, you know, y'all actually, it's funny that I remember we had a text thread a couple months back where y'all got on me because, you know, I was talking about accessibility of Dragon Ball Z and, you know, and anime. Yeah, it was like, you ain't even have to do this shit week to week. Like, you seeing all of this, you know, because I got Dragon Ball Z in together. Yeah. And y'all didn't get that. Y'all was doing it week to week. And y'all
just like you did Attack on Titan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was like, we had to do this shit week to week. And like all three of y'all were like getting on me about that. Is Kid you tuning in week to week for this?
Kid, I think so.
Oh, Kid Me is like I'm pissed that it's only I only got to watch two episodes. I'll be heated right now. Mm-hmm. I'm all as a young teen or like a preteen seeing this one's action, blood, and killing. Oh, what? Absolutely, I'm all in.
So you on Toonami every Saturday?
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah, I could see this, like, even if I was in college and this was, like, I could see this being, like, appointment viewing. Like, all right, like, let me check this out. Let's check in and see what's going on with this. Mm-hmm. For sure.
And Toonami wasn't on Saturdays for me, I don't think. It was weekdays, I think.
Toonami was weekdays. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah. But the new stuff came Saturdays. Yeah. What about, like, somebody now? Is the casual anime fan, do you think that they tune in? Is this a week-to-week joint? Is this something that's going to be on Twitter?
Hmm.
I mean, I've seen a little Twitter buzz about this show. I think since it's coming closer to the actual day.
Yeah.
I can see it being split. I can see people be doing what you guys said you're going to do. You're going to let a few episodes build up so you can kind of watch and just have fun watching the next four episodes. Mm-hmm. And I can see people being like, yo, every episode, they're locked in whenever day comes out. But I mean, it's hard for me to consume a lot of anime that quickly now anyways. I'd be like, sometimes I forget. I'd be watching so many different things. I'm like, oh shit, Thursday, Jujutsu Kaisen comes on Thursday? Damn. Oh, Attack on Titan? Damn, I forgot about this. So it's like, I might miss a day or two and then watch it like a day or two after it comes out. But it'll be in that week most likely.
One last question. Do y'all guys feel like, would you be upset if this was if they went with a Vinland Saga archetype where the first season is action-packed and then the second season they give you what you guys are asking for as far as the world building? Because that's really Vinland Saga. Came out the gate fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Some world building, but not a crazy bunch. And then second season was like very drawn out in action in certain spots.
Yeah, they gave you just like little bits here and there.
Yeah. How you feel, Rob?
I'd be kind of disappointed just because a little bit. That just doesn't feel like the story that this particular show is telling.
Yeah.
For them to. But like for Vinland Saga, I mean, I didn't love season two. It was fine, in my opinion. But, like, that seems to be the story they're telling, where that it's about, like, you know, realizing the horrors of war and violence. Yeah. Versus this, it just seems like if this first season was all about revenge, and then it took a whole season for this guy to be like, why am I seeking revenge? Like, shut the fuck up. Get back to it.
Yeah,
for sure. That's just not really what I'm tuning into this for.
Yeah, it's so crazy to say, because with Vinland Saga, people are still saying season two is better than season
one.
They say
it's a masterpiece, and I don't agree.
I know people that feel that way. I don't personally agree, but I get it.
I didn't fully finish it yet. I still got a few more episodes left. But like, I mean, I get if you're like, I get the mental gymnastics of that, being like, yeah, this is incredible for what he had to go through and where he's going to. Mm-hmm. But
no,
you can't start off that hot for me and then go that way.
To say this one thing about it, and I'm sure you guys agree. I'm glad. One of our biggest gripes with a lot of shows is they come out hot and they never match that. I feel like the trailer and how the show came out. That second episode scene in the restaurant washes, beats everything. So kudos to this show for coming out hot, coming out of 10, but able to go to 12 and able to go to 15. So I think this show did a really good job of that, because that's where a lot of animes fall. They give you something crazy in the beginning, and they're never able to match it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, man. So that is our review of Ninja Kamui. If you guys want to watch it, once again, it comes out February 10th on Adult Swim, Toonami, 12 a.m., so midnight on February 10th.
East Coast time?
Yeah, I believe so, East Coast time.
Yep.
Yeah. And then on Max the day afterwards. So make sure you guys pick up and watch that. I don't know if they're dropping two episodes at once, but it doesn't matter. The first episode is going to be good enough. You're going to want to watch the second episode. Yeah.
You're going to definitely want to watch the second episode.
So, so shout out to Adult Swim again for reaching out to us. Go ahead and drop your handles, you guys.
Shout out to Adult Swim. I'm not going to glaze over that, man. We've spent over 20 years watching them guys, and I think that's super fucking dope. And for them, I think this is kind of, I might be wrong, but I don't know where, I think Toonami's been gone for a while, right? So I think this is, you know, Ninja Kamui is like going to help their resurgence, and I think this is a great way to start it off.
For sure, I agree. Yeah. So you guys have handles? Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not really doing much on social media, but if you want to check out more of what I'm doing, Sir Speck asked in the chat about X-Boys. I will be back on X-Boys coming up actually very soon, their next episode. I'm pretty much on all the Bishop episodes, and they got a two-parter coming up with Bishop going back in time to save Xavier from an assassination attempt from Master Mold. So check it out. X-Boys coming out soon. So check me out there.
Cam.
At Stickman Studios, I'm also been pretty quiet on social media. Life is busy.
Yes. Yeah. Those last busy. 5 months. I wonder what happened.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ice.
Ice McGowan on everything. Really popping off on Instagram right now, as well as YouTube. I'll get some stuff.
Where can people get the merch?
Merch is I'm going to be dropping that in like 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, somewhere like that. This is a couple different designs that I'm playing with. This is, you know, my main logo. I have another logo where it's just like a... my other logo that says Ice and Bones. I'm going to put that on my gram. That's on the front, and then my face is on the back. But a couple different ones that I'm be dropping. So really follow me on my gram or YouTube when I drop that. I'm doing like a couple different shirts too, because just to give people options. But yeah, thank you. I think Spec said it. Shout out to Spec.
Yeah.
Definitely be dropping that. Please follow me. I got a wide range of content coming out, and then it's a couple projects that I'm working on too, and then as always we have Bonfire Stories that we're going to be pushing. So through all of those things, stay with us and rock with us, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah, your boy Keenan Baker on everything. Keenan Baker on every social thing. I got if you're in the Boston area, April 7th, I'll be headlining out there. April 5th and 6th, I'll be in Detroit. If you're in Detroit, please come through. Support, man. This is what we need. This is where I need to see if I can put asses in seats. Mm-hmm. So I got the link in my bio. All the tickets are up there. If you're in L.A., like I said, Bonfire Stories. Also, I'll be headlining at Flappers in L.A. also. So
what's the date on that one?
March 6th. Nice. Actually, my mom's birthday. So definitely come through. And I got Ice on there. I got Roxy on there.
Gang.
I got my boy Blake Owies on there. So the gang is there. And
we're all here.
Yeah, so, man, please support. DM me if you want the KB merch. You know what I'm saying? I got the hat still. I got the beanie still. And it's a little bit cold some places. And, man, thank y'all, man, for always rocking with us and tuning into this special episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.